Welcome back to Gemara Tainus. Today we're learning Daf Chav Beis, the 22, learning in the merit of the hostage to return home. The soldiers should be safe. Israel should emerge victorious. Says the Gemara, we are like 10 lines down or so on Daf Chav Beis, doing more stories of the greats who came before us. So Baruka of Beichuzi used to go to the marketplace in Beis Lefet. And oftentimes, who would he hang out with? Eliyahu. One day they're walking. He says to Elio, is there anyone in this marketplace who's destined to get the world to come? Lo. No. So Adaka, in the meantime, Gavra, he said there was a certain guy walking. The guy was wearing black shoes. He wasn't wearing tzitzis. So Amalei, Elio says to him, hi, Bar Lumen Dasihu. Yeah, you want to know who's getting the world to come? No one here, but that guy over there, not wearing tzitzis, wearing black shoes, he is. So, excuse me. Broke runs after him, says to him, Amalei, my, Uvdach, what do you do? Amalei, he says to him, Zilid Navatinlach. He goes, go away, I'm not talking to you now, come back tomorrow, I'll talk to you. Amalei, my, Uvdach, next day he says to him, he goes, what do you do? Amalei, Zakdunan, he goes, I guard the jails. And I'm very careful that when I incarcerate the men and women, I put them in separate places. And I place some sort of a bed between them. So they don't do anything forbidden. Whenever I see a woman, a girl, Jewish girl, who the non-Jewish other wardens are focusing on her, I risk my life to save her. One day, even there was a betrothed woman who was with us. And that the Gentiles were focusing their attention on her. I took some red wine, and I threw it on the lower part of her skirt. I say she's menstruating, and therefore stay away from her. If this is you're such a worthy person, my time is lay chute. Why are you wearing tzitzis? Why are your shoes black? Look, I come and go among the Gentiles. And therefore, I don't wear tzitzis or wear the Jewish customary Jewish footwear. They didn't wear black shoes. Because I don't want to know I'm a Jewish. And what's so important about them not knowing I'm Jewish? We should have Jewish pride. So no. Therefore, whenever they make a decree that's against the Jews, I go and inform the rabbis. I'm their mole. And what do? They pray, and God annuls the decree. Says to him, and for what reason do you say? Did you tell? You push me over and say, come back tomorrow. I don't want to talk to you now. So Amrlay said to them, that was that moment they just issued a decree. So I said, let me first go and inform the rabbis, so they go and pray on my behalf. Okay, now, I guess Rav Broka goes back to his park bench and sits next to Leo, and they're doing whatever they're doing there. They're playing, playing. I don't know, Mancala. What do you do on the park bench? And two other gentlemen enter the marketplace. Is I see Amrlay, so Leo says, these people as well are going to the world to come. He goes, what do you do? We're comedians. We cheer up those who are depressed. We see people, whenever we see two people are arguing, we strive hard. I like the word tachin. We work hard and make peace between them. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, for these calamities to cry out anywhere, meaning, and the Mishnah says, when for the wind blast, for the yellowing, which is like the drought, for Arba locust, and for Chasil locust. Tanra Abanan, Ali Masrin, and Bechom Makam, these seem to cry out everywhere. Al Hashfuden, on the wind blast, which is so strong as detaching the kernel from the husk, destroying the wheat. Al Yerekin, on yellowing, Al Arba, and locust, the Chasil, and Chasil, Bachayas Ra, and they just beats. Kiv Omer, Al Hashdofos, Valar Yerekos. For wind blast and yellowing, we cry out. The whole shoe, even the slightest amount. Arba Chasil and Arba and Chasil, Afilo lo near Beret Yisrael, El Kadav Echad, even we see one, only a single one of them, Masun Lane, we cry out because that's foreshadowing of what is to come. Balachai and a dangerous beast, we cry out. So now, here's the thing. So you have, if you live in a place, like you live in Africa, so dangerous beasts are common, we live in Israel, which it's connected to Africa, and back then they had more dangerous beasts roaming around, so how do you differentiate between this is just the natural order of events versus this is a divine decree? Says the Gemara, Tanarban, Chai Rosh Amr, this is that we say this dangerous beast, this manchu mishlechas, only when it's sent from the divine in order to sow fear and cause people to do tshuva. And how do you know it's sent from the divine? So it's doing something that's unusual from its general behavior. Masrin love, we cry out over it. Ein mishlachas, if it's not a divine, ein masrin love, we don't cry out over it. Ezu mishlachas, what does it mean it's sent from the divine? Ezu shen mishlachas, and what's, how do we know it's not, when it's not sent from the divine? Nirbir, if it appears in town, mishlachas, it's sent from the divine, because the animals stay away from the cities. Pesada, ein mishlachas, in the field is not, but yom during the day, it's considered unusual, mishlachas, but laila, ein mishlachas. Rosh Hashanah b'nei Adam v'tzlah sachrim, if it sees two people and pursues them, which is unusual, mishlachas, it's sent. Nisus b'neim, if it hides from them, ain't mishlachas, it's not sent. Torah b'shnei b'nei Adam, it kills two people one time, v'achachon, only to one of them, mishlachas, it's sent. Achashnei eats both of them, ain't mishlachas, it's not sent. Also, a gag, v'nuk, goes to a roof and takes a child, marskin, or it snatches an infant from its cradle, mishlachas, it's sent. Okay, says the Gemara. High goof of Kushna. The Gemara is a problem, it's a contradiction. At first it says, Narsa be'ir mishlechas. If it appears in the city, it's considered a scent. Lo shana b'yom, lo shana laila. That seems to make no differentiation between the day and night. V'hadar amres b'yom mishlechas, b'laila ain't mishlechas. And later on, it does differentiate. So lo kasha, there's no contradiction. What's going on here? Halchikamah, this is what the price says. Narsa b'yir b'yom, if it appears in the city during the day, mishlechas sent. B'yir b'laila, at night, ain't mishlechas, not sent. Inav esada, in the field, I feel b'yom ain't mishlechas. Even during the day, it is not considered a mishlechas, because that's where they naturally are found. Ro'yisa shnei ben yadim. If it saw two people, brought zachren and pursues both of them, mishlechas is sent. But if it just stands there, it doesn't hide, ain't mishlechas, it's not sent. But Darmas and later they said, nich base mifneim. If it hides them, ain't mishlechas, it's not sent. Ha'omnes, implying if it stands, mishlechas is sent. Again, so the mystery is standing there considered a act of fear? Sorry, and standing there considered a sign that does when it's sent, divine, it's abnormal, or standing there considered normal so long as it's not chasing or pursuing them. This refers to a field that's near a marsh where the animals generally are. Here it's not connected to a marsh and therefore it's not where they normally are. If it kills two people at once, each one of them, mishlachas sent. Shneim ain't mishlachas. I feel the rotsa, but later it said even if it just pursues them, it doesn't eat them. It's considered a sign of being sent. Amar Papa, he have a dahave. So this again, the agam when it's near a marsh. When it's near a marsh, so its natural behavior is that it pursue people and kill them, and then we say depending on if it ate both of them, then it's normal. If each one of them, then it's sent. Gufa says the Gebraisa. Also, lagag v'not latina marisa lishlachas. If it goes to the roof and snaps an infant from the cradle, it is considered sent. Pshita, this is obvious. Amar Papa, b'chuvei d'tsaria. Now we're talking about when it takes it from a hunter's tent, which is some sort of makeshift structure in an uninhabited area, and since it's common to be there, they're not scared of it. You might have thought, therefore, that if it takes the baby, it's considered normal. The answer is no. Climbing to the roof, ascending the roof, and taking the baby is considered abnormal, therefore God sent it. Next, the Mishnah al Kharab. If a sword goes on through the land, we fast. Tanur Aban and Kharab Shamru, and it's Rach Lamra Kharab Shan Shasham. Clearly, it's not talking about a sword of war, because that would, of course, you'd fast. El Afil Kharab Shasham, even if a sword of peace goes to the land, we fast. If a non hostile foreign army wants to pass through the land, Shain Lacha Kharab Shasham, you always be part of Nacho. Because in the story of Harnacho, which we quote in our Kinos, and we quote in Divra Yomim, is a story where a sort of peace. Parnacho wanted to go, you know, go up the Via Maris, pass through Israel, go to Syria, make war with the Greco Syrians, and nonetheless, Vav became Nichshav Amelch Yoshio Amelch made a mistake and said you can't pass through the land. Shneimar, as it says, turn the page. Vishalav Malachim Lomer Mali Lach Melchuda. And Paro sent Yoshio saying, "What have I to do with you, King of Judah? I have nothing to do with you." I've none against you. I'm waging war against your enemy. Do not interfere with God who is with me, so I'll not destroy you. I mean to say, and Yoshua's mistake was he read a cherub should not go in your land. He said, "Yafil cherub shalom." So he said, "No." Ultimately, he gets defeated. So what does it mean that God who is with me? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zuvah Dezari. He refers to not our God, rather pagan deity. So Amar, upon hearing Parnacho's word, Yoshio says, Hovaka Batach Vav Dezari, since he's placing his trust in a pagan deity, Yachlin Lele, I can overcome him. Vayardu Aram Lamelech, Yoshio Vayaram Lamelech Lavadav, Harvino Ki Chala Simeod. So what happens, the archers, during this battle now, Parnacho goes to wage his war on Yoshio, and they hit him with swords. My excuse me, Odi says I become gravely ill, meaning after he got hit by an arrow. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Malamed, she also called Gufa Kavara. He got hit so many times that his body became a sieve, full of many, many holes. Okay. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yonasan. Mifnei Mai Ne'enosh, why was Yoshio punished? Yoshio Imnei, Shayla Lamelech, Yirmiyo, Vlo Yinimelech. He should have listened to Yirmiyo and he didn't listen to him. My Darsh, to say the Cherev, Lo Sarbar, to him, he said the verse is a sword shall pass through land. My Cherev, Elim Yecher, Shainish Shalom, Vokseh, Vinnasati, Shalom Baratz. Everybody says, he's been in the land. Elafil Shalom. Even a sword of peace should not pass through your land. The Jews are doing the right things. Therefore, he wants to block Parnacho from marching across the border up to north. But in the Odeshe, he didn't realize that although the people in his generation, they all look pious behind closed doors, they really weren't. As he was dying, says that his lips were moving. Maybe now, God forbid, Yirmiyahu is saying Yoshio is saying something improper because of the pain he's in. When Yirmiyahu bends over and hears the last gasps of this dying king, and what he's saying, he's doing divine. He's saying the Tzidek HaDin Amar Tzidek Hashem Tzidek Tzidek. Who Hashem ki fihu marisi? He said, "It is Hashem who is righteous, for I have disobeyed His utterance." Pasla hu shaita. At that moment, Yirmiyahu begins to say his eulogy. Vaykoni Yirmiyahu Yoshio. That the Rav points out, it's the oldest kin we have in Kiddush Rav, and he says, "Ruach apecha Mashiach Hashem." The breath of your nostrils, anointed of Hashem. Okay. Ma'is Yerub came to Yishalayim Yorim. It happened once that the Canaan went down to Yishalayim from Yishalayim to their cities, and they created a fast. The fast was because in Ashkelon there was an oven, there was a grain that was damaged in the mouth of an oven's mouth. Ibai lehu. The malim tanner tefuah doesn't mean that the whole oven is full of grain. Odimah b'malim tanner pas, or that there's a bread around the oven that would fill the oven up, meaning by the opening. Sitashima k'malim b'tanner, the size of the oven's mouth, meaning the opening of the mouth is full of bread, not the full oven full of grain. But they still ask, Kivsu de Tanura? Doesn't mean the bread is the lid of the oven? Odilma kidar de arifta dahle lupuma tanura. Or perhaps it means a row of bread that goes around the mouth. So again, that's, I guess it's a smaller amount because it's not filling up the middle. Teiko, we don't know. Vod goes to Tanus shall Vod goes through. Vod goes to Tanus al Shulcha Zavim. The Mishnah says they declare a fast when you see wolves that kill two children in the Transjordan over the Yarden. Amr Ula Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yod Tzadok. Maisa Ubala Zav Mishleit Nogus. Once happened, the wolves killed two childs. Vekim Derech Beis Arai. And after a few days, the children came out when the wolves went to the bathroom. But Maisa Lecham, the matter came before the Lecham, and they wanted to know what is the status of these bodies. This Petira Sabasa to the meat, the flesh is considered tar. At this point, it's no longer considered a baby. It's considered the excrement of the wolf. The timas are not atzmas, but the bones are still tame. Alim atzrim Shabbos. The following things we cry on Shabbos: Tan Rabban and Ir Shekiva Nachem, a city surrounded by Gentiles, meaning hostile Gentiles. O Nahar, or a river that's threatening to flood in the fields. Vechem Esvina to the Yam, where ships being tossed and turned into the sea. Vechad Yachesh Nidra of Mitei Nachem, or if an individual is being pursued by Gentiles. O Mitei Listim, or bandits. O Mitei Ruach Ra, or an evil spirit. Al Kulan Yachad Rash Liskov as Atzmi Mitainas. An individual is allowed to afflict themselves of fasting. Or Yosi Omar, Eini Yachad Rash Liskov as Atzmi Mitainas. An individual is never allowed to afflict themselves of fasting. Shem Yitzchak Librios, for he'll become reduced to needing the support of people because of his condition. Vein Abrius Marachon Alav. People aren't going to take pity on him, so we don't want to. If one individual is fasting, he can cause a situation where no one's going to take care of him, he can die. Am Yehuda Marav, my tired of Yosei, Dixiv, Ahib Adam Nefesh Chaya. Man became a living being, Nishamish not to be. So I gave you a Chaya, keep it alive. I mean, read it as not as a descriptive, rather as a prescription that keep it alive. Dude, you can't keep it alive. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to need a lot of people and they won't be there to help you. Shimon Atzmani Omer Af Al Dever. Shimon Atzmani says even on pestilence, which affects the affects people, you should die on Shabbos. Ibaylu Lohod Lo Chamba Shabbos. The sages did not agree with him with regard to Shabbos. Ali Yechol Hodlo, but regard to weekday, they did agree with him. You should cry out. Odilma Lohod Lo Klal. The sages agree with him. They disagree with him even during the week as well. Tashema Netan. You learned in the Brisa. Masrin Al Dever B'Shabbos. We cry out on pestilence on Shabbos. Vein Zarch Lomim B'Chol. And certainly in the Chol of Chanan Ben Pitom Talmid Shav Yakiva. Mishum Rav Akiva Omar, Ainsir Al Dever Al Kalikar. So no, we actually never cry out on account of pestilence at all. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Akol tzara shelo tove al tibra, for angry calamity that's not before the community. Tanu rabban, akol tzara shelo tove al tibra. What does this mean? Masun lovi cry out on account of it. Chutz mirov k'sham, except for excessive rains, which is burdensome and not disastrous. My time, what's the reason? I'm Rav Yochan lefish ein espal al rov hatuva, because we don't pray regarding the abundance of good that should seize. Rav Yochanan espal al rov hatuva. How do we know we don't praise that an abundance of good should not seize? Shenemar havi was called a meiser el base el otzer. Bring all the tithes to the storehouse, and I'll pour blessings to that without you. Ad beli dai, ma ad beli dai. Since we saw it early in the Gemara, ad shebolus vasechem yilama dai, until your lips should wear out from saying enough. Omer Rami bar Rav Yud ubegola, but in diaspora, mesudin love, we do cry out because the low lying area and excessive rain will actually cause major issues. Tani nami achi ad shana shegashem merubin, a year when the rain are excessive. Ad shmishma shochem lanchi ma'amid, the members of the mishmar go to the members of the ma'amid. And turn your attention to those in the diaspora and pray, their houses, which are in these low valleys, should not become their graves because of excessive floods. And how much rain falls in Israel, and before we say, before we pray and say the rain should stop falling, so a person should stand on Karen Ophel, which is a very high point. And he can dabble his feet in the water below. About time to raise the yod of his hands. Meant to say dabble his feet just as well as his hands. Now it seems from here, talking about rain so much, it fills the whole valley, it goes to the mountains. What we're really saying is a person should never daven for it to cease to rain because it's always considered a bracha in Israel. Says the Gemara, how tall is Karen Ophel? I'll tell you, I'm Rav Chana, Lididi Yechazi Le Karen Ophel. I was once on Karen Ophel. And Dukum Hu Taita Kirach Gamla. I saw there was an Arab riding a camel, which is the tallest the beast that a person rides. And he was holding a long spear in his hand. Messy evening, and he looked like a worm to me, meaning to say that it's a very, very high up. We will stop over here. I wish you all a wonderful day.